why a raven is like a writing desk.
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. Most everyone's mad here.
My response to that is both profound and meaningful. Get your hair cut.
Welcome to episode 12 and a something of Pennies in the Well, a wild Mad Hatter extravaganza all about Pan, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. That's right, Pan, the master of madness, the goat-footed god, the wonderful, the only, the amazing Pan. In fact, let us start off with Crowley's Hymn to Pan. Oh yes, yes indeed. Thrill with lissom lust of light, O man, my man. Come careening out of the night of Pan, Io Pan, Io Pan, Io Pan. Come over the sea from Sicily and from Arcady, roaming as Bacchus with fauns and pards and nymphs and satyrs for thy guards. On a milk-white ass, come over the sea to me, to me. Come with Apollo in bridal dress, shepherdess and pythoness. Come with Artemis silken shod, and wash thy white thigh, beautiful god, in the moon of the woods on the marble mount, the dimpled dawn of the amber fount. Dip the purple of passionate prayer in the crimson shrine, the scarlet snare, the soul that startles in eyes of blue, to watch thy wantonness weeping through the tangled grove, the gnarled bole of the living tree that is spirit and soul and body and brain. Come over the sea, Io Pan, Io Pan, devil or god, to me, my man, my man. Come with trumpets sounding shrill over the hill. Come with drums low muttering from the spring. Come with flute and come with pipe. Am I not ripe? I who wait and writhe and wrestle with air that hath no boughs to nestle, my body weary of empty clasp, strong as a lion and sharp as an asp. Come, oh come, I am numb with the lonely lust of devildom. Thrust the sword through the galling fetter, all devourer, all begetter. Give me the sign of the open eye, and the token erect of thorny thigh, and the word of madness and mystery. O Pan, I O Pan, I O Pan, I O Pan, 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 Pan. I am a man, do as thou wilt as a great god can. O Pan, I O Pan, I O Pan, I O Pan, Pan. I am awake in the grip of the snake. The eagle slashes with beak and claw. The gods withdraw. The great beasts come. I O Pan. I am born to death on the horn of the unicorn. I am Pan. I O Pan. I O Pan, Pan, Pan. I am thy mate. I am thy man. Goat of thy flock. I am gold. I am god. Flesh to thy bone. Flower to thy rod. With hooves of steel I race on the rocks through solstice stubborn to equinox. And I rave and I rape and I rip and I rend. Everlasting world without end. Mannequin, maiden, maned, man, in the might of Pan, I O Pan, I O Pan, 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 I O Pan. Now don't I feel good? To take all of that energy pulsing, racing, flourishing, and releasing it. Ah, such is the way of Pan. Now, let us talk of Pan, the goat-foot god. Ah, the god of shepherds, the god of flocks, he who lives in the mountain wilds, who hunts and plays to us music. Yes, he lives in Arcady, he plays his panpipes, and oh, how he chases the nymphs. Yes, we love to chase the nymphs, the pretty girls, oh yes. Ah, he's also the god of panic. Panic in animals, panic in men. He knows of the wild ways. He knows of the lonely places. He has lived much. He has had many adventures. He is a god with horns and the legs and tail of a goat, thick of beard, snub of nose, pointed of ears. He is very well acquainted with Dionysus. Oh, yes, yes, the two together have played many a time. But don't be bothering Pan during his noontime siesta. For much as he will love to sing and dance and play his flute and make merry, he loves his rest in the heat of the sun, and he does not take kindly to being interrupted. Oh no, not at all. Ah, so let us now enjoy a hymn of Pan. Yeah. And this shall be the Homeric hymn to Pan. Muse, tell me about Pan, the dear son of Hermes, with his goat's feet and two horns, a lover of merry noise. Through wooded glades he wanders with dancing nymphs, who foot it on some sheer's cliff edge, calling upon Pan, the shepherd god, long-haired, unkempt. He has every snowy crest and the mountain peaks and rocky crests for his domain. Hither and thither he goes through the close thickets, now lured by soft streams, and now he presses on amongst towering crags and climbs up to the highest peak that overlooks the flocks. Often he courses through the glistening high mountains, and often on the shouldering hills he speeds along, slaying wild beasts, this keen-eyed god. Only at evening, as he returns from the chase, he sounds his note, playing sweet and low on his pipes of reed. Not even she could excel him in melody. That bird who flower-laden spring, pouring forth her lament, utters honey-voiced song amid the leaves. At that hour, the clear-voiced nymphs are with him and move with nimble feet, singing by some spring of dark water, while echo wails about the mountaintop and the god on this side or on that of the choirs, or at times, sidling into the midst, plies it nimbly with his feet. On his back he wears a spotted lynx pelt, and he delights in high-pitched songs in a soft meadow where crocuses and sweet-smelling hyacinths bloom at random in the grass. They sing of the blessed gods and high Olympus, and choose to tell of such a one as luck-bringing Hermes above the rest, how he is the swift messenger of all the gods, and how he came to Arcadia, the land of many springs and mother of flocks, there where his sacred place is as god of Kyllene. For there, though a god, he used to tend curly-fleeced sheep in the service of a mortal man, because there fell on him and waxed a strong, melting desire to wed the rich-tressed daughter of Dryphos, and there he brought about the merry marriage. And in the house she bore Hermes a dear son, who from his birth was marvelous to look upon, with goat's feet and two horns, a noisy, merry, laughing child. But when the nurse saw his uncouth face and full beard, she was afraid and sprang up and fled and left the child. Then luck-bringing Hermes received him and took him in his arms. Very glad in his heart was the god. And he went quickly to the abodes of the deathless gods, carrying his son wrapped in warm skins of mountain hares, and set him down beside Zeus and showed him to the rest of the gods. Then all the mortals were glad in heart, and Bacchus, Dionysus in especial, and they called the boy Pan because he delighted all their hearts. And so hail to you, Lord, I seek your favor with a song.
Thank you.
Nymphs bathe in cascading clear water. The sweet smell of grass and pollen rides the breeze. The bleat of ewe and lamb is heard between the airs floating from the celestial syrinx. Sitting in the golden morning sun is Pan, lulling the forest with his tunes of love found and lost, rousing them with a feistier air. Even when he dreams of the woman he desired above all others, Pan keeps half an eye on those slender nymphs. He loves to see the way the water makes a fluid cloak for their smooth and undulating bodies. He smiles as he recalls the daily chase. He hot on their tails, the sweet nymphs fleeing, shrieking, laughing. His goat's teeth glisten through the hair around his mouth, strong and yellow, a gap between the two top front, perfect for a decent leer. The nymphs feel him watching as they frolic in the waterfall and smile at him sidelong with sky-blue eyes, then turn away, giggling in clusters of playful coy. He stamps his hooves on the earth in excitement, drumming up a faster rhythm for his heirs. Dionysus comes running, flush-cheeked and glassy-eyed, his retinue of mad women and dogs not far behind, to dance a wild jig to the compelling tune. The forest is alive now. The tamarisks have exploded into blossom. Ivy is twining all around them. Dates have ripened in a trice and drop their succulent fruit into the festive throng. A vine has shot from seed to ripe cluster-bearing pregnancy. The women squeeze the grapes in ecstatic frenzy, and as Dionysus blesses the liquid with a yeasty smile, it instantly ferments into a drink fit for the gods that they are. This revelry continues until noon, when Pan takes his daily siesta. He roars at them to be quiet! And Dionysus smirks at the old goat, telling him he can't keep up with the bright young things. He dances away, his ivy festooned and shiny-eyed worshippers behind. Pan snores, and not a bird tweets for fear of rousing him. Hands resting on his hairy pot belly, syrinx beneath his drowsing head, the great goat god dreams of the afternoon's entertainment and of the long merriment of the night to come. That is an invocation to Pan from Invoke the Gods by Kala Trobe, Kalatrobe. And yes, this Mad Hatter episode is all and purely in honor of Pan. It is not a lesson about Pan, it is simply an honoring of Pan in all the wildness and musicality and insanity and love that he is. Though I suppose I should make one thing noted, that in Greek, Pan means all. It helps to explain a few things that are said here and there, and there and here. Yes. Mad Hatter episode. You have to love them when they happen, randomly, occasionally, and even though it won't come out at the same time, it's being recorded as the same day as episode 11 of Pennies in the Well. Ha ha ha! Little did you know! That's right, I did two episodes in one day, and I did not release them both. Oh dear, what can you do with me? What will you do with me? Oh, that's right, nothing! For you can't, for I am in control of the podcast. Do not turn that dial, do not adjust your sound, for yes, that is the way it's supposed to be. You have entered the Hatter Zone. And so, with that, and did I mention, this will be a very short, short episode. It is time to read the Orphic Hymn to Pan. And after the Orphic Hymn to Pan, I'm going to play Aphrodite and Pan by Kellyanna, which is, of course, an artist that is on the featured list off the penniesinthewell.com website. You can check her out there. Check out the show notes. Thank you very much for downloading the show. Enjoy in all your heart, spirit, wildness, and madness abounding this particular episode. And I will talk to you again after this day. But for now, let it be all about Pan. To Pan, fumigation from odors. Strong, pastoral Pan, with supplicant voice I call. Heaven, sea, and earth, the mighty queen of all, immortal fire. for all the world is thine, and all parts of thee, O power divine. Come, blessed Pan, whom rural haunts delight, come, leaping, agile, wandering, starry light. Throned with the hooray, bacchanalian Pan, goat-footed, horned, from whom the world began, in endless dance and melody divine. In thee a refuge from our fears we find, those fears peculiar to humankind. Thee, shepherds, streams of water, goats rejoice, thou lovest the chase and echo's secret voice. The sportive nymphs thy every step attend, and all thy works fulfill their destined end. O all-producing power, much famed, divine, the world's great ruler, rich increase is thine. All fertile Paean, heavenly splendor pure, in fruits rejoicing and in caves obscure. True serpent-horned Zeus, whose dreadful rage when roused, 'tis hard for mortals to assuage. By thee, the earth wide-bosomed, deep and long, stands on a basis permanent and strong. The unwearied waters of the rolling sea, profoundly spreading, yield to thy decree. Old Oceanus, too, reveres thy high command, whose liquid arms begird the solid land. The spacious air, whose nutrimental fire and vivid blast the heat of life inspire. The lighter frame of fire, whose sparkling eye shines on the summit of the azure sky, submit alike to thee. Whose general sway all parts of matter, various formed, obey. All nature's change through thy protecting are, and all mankind thy liberal bounties share. For these, wherever dispersed through boundless space, still find thy providence support their race. Come, bacchanalian, blessed power, draw near, enthusiastic Pan, thy supplicants hear. Propitious to these, holy rites attend, and grant our lives may meet a prosperous end. Drive panic, fury too, wherever found, from humankind to earth's remotest bound. All hail to Pan, all hail to Pan, all hail to Pan.
Summer's evening, through the forest in twilight to the gathering place. There we will meet with our brothers and sisters, through the forest in twilight at the gathering place. Oh, Aphrodite and Pan, are you listening? Oh, Aphrodite and Pan, are you near? Oh, Aphrodite and Pan, flickering. Could it be a fairy ring before me? Ooh. Listen now, carefully, I hear the drums, they're calling me through the forest in twilight at the gathering place. Oh, Aphrodite.